This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Lots of people jumped into the housing market over the last few years, and lots of them could only do it with a new financing tool, the adjustable rate mortgage. Those mortgages start off with a low interest rate, and then, as the name implies, the rate usually jumps higher after several years. Well, that's what's happening now, and many homeowners are struggling to make their new monthly payments. NPR's Alex Cohen reports.
When Norma Douglas first took out a loan to pay off her house 3 years ago, her mortgage payments were $408 a month. Last summer, they shot up to $640 a month. Today, sitting on the kitchen table in her San Antonio home, there's a stack of sealed envelopes piled high, several months' worth of mortgage bills.
I don't even open them no more. I just don't know what to do anymore. I mean, I get these every...
Norma stops talking as she looks at the numbers on her October statement. She tallies up the payments and fees past due.
So my payment due right now is $1,566.44.
As a single mother with two sons, Norma says there's no way she can afford that. This scenario has become alarmingly common. Over the next year, economists estimate that anywhere between $162 billion and $1 trillion worth of adjustable rate loans will reset at higher rates. Harj Gill, founder of American Mortgage Educators, says adjustable rate loans became very popular a few years ago when interest rates were low, especially with consumers living in hot housing markets.
Because that was the only way that they could afford a home. These mortgages allowed people to buy a bigger home that they really would not have been able to afford had they taken out a normal standard fixed rate loan.
Norma Douglas's loan is one known as a hybrid. It started off fixed, then switched over to an adjustable rate. She says she didn't understand much about how the loan worked when she signed it, but she trusted her loan officer, who promised monthly payments she could afford.
Because she befriended me, really. She really did. She came to my house. She was at my mom's. She ate there at my mom's, and I trusted her.
A teenage Burger King employee has more formal training than a loan officer in this country.
Harj Gill says in these situations, the fault often does lie with the lenders.
So the loan officers themselves are incompetent, and they haven't been able to explain to people what are the long-term ramifications of the types of mortgages that they're getting into.
Lenders should explain loans clearly, but it's also up to borrowers to make sure the loan they sign up for is one that's really right for them, says Mark Savitt, vice president of the National Association of Mortgage Brokers. Savitt adds that adjustable rate loans are only a good option for a small group of borrowers.
I would say the ideal type of a borrower would be somebody who does not plan on staying in their home for a long period of time, say 5 years or less.
That way, Savitt says, borrowers can get out of the loan before higher interest rates kick in. When borrowers stay in their homes and suddenly can't afford their new monthly payments, they have some options like refinancing and getting into a fixed rate loan. But not every borrower will qualify, and many homeowners may be forced to sell, says consumer advocate Harj Gill. Ann Gill says that could seriously impact the housing market.
And what's going to happen is that there's going to be a lot of people in that position, and then the simple laws of supply and demand kick in. You have a lot of supply and not enough demand, and that demand is also being reduced by the interest rates going up and less people being able to afford houses.
Selling her house is something homeowner Norma Douglas says she can't bring herself to think about yet, but it's clear she's worried. She says all summer she got voice messages daily from her mortgage company, then they stopped calling.
I don't know. I didn't understand why they hadn't called me at all this month.
Have you called them to find out why there aren't any anymore? I mean, are you worried about your house getting foreclosed on?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I said maybe they're just already going to foreclose on it or something.
What would you do if they tried to foreclose on your house? What options do you have?
I really don't know. I really don't know what I would do.
Alex Cohen, NPR News.